Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Do you know Rebecca Storm is in front of me? But before Miss Storm opens her mouth, let us play this. Miss Rebecca Storm, you in good voice? Are you in good voice? Good morning, dear heart.
Good morning to you, Marty.
Now, I have to ask you a question because I get up early every morning. You must have been up at the crack of dawn this morning.
That's
all. It's different, isn't it?
I'm so glad it's radio.
I know. No.
And you don't mind, you know, that I've only got half a face of makeup.
No, you have a perfect face for me.
I was up at five.
But you think about it, because you're a nighttime girly, because of the job you do, and all your life has been nighttime. But getting up early in the morning,
it's not an easy one, no. I must admit. And last night I was in Carlo, because all this week I'm doing Letters from the Front.
Yes.
In visual. And so we were doing the tech last night, and they let me leave early, which was 10:30.
Crikey.
So, yeah.
Is that with Ollie Hennessy?
Yes, with the gorgeous Ollie Hennessy. We need to wish him well.
He's broken his leg.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Well, you keep it between us.
He's coming out of hospital to play tomorrow.
For heaven's sake, poor Ollie, I didn't know that.
So we love you, Ollie.
Ollie was the musical director for the Rose of Tralee when I was there.
Yes.
And he's fantastic. He's a great musician. And is he the musical director for the
work? He wrote all the songs.
Oh, for God's sake.
And and he's written some for me.
What is this that you're doing with
it? It's a story about World War I.
Okay.
Don O'Connor wrote the words, the book.
Yeah, sure.
And Ollie has put some beautiful songs to it. And it's about, basically, it's about the family, Letters from the Front. So I'm playing the German mother.
Okay.
Frau Breichler.
Look at you.
And my son is called Heinrich.
Right.
So I've got to get all that
German
going on. Yes.
No question about that.
Bit Liverpudlian as well, I think, isn't it? Oh dear.
Yeah.
Hope I don't get that mixed up.
Yeah.
And then there's a young couple from Ireland, and then there's a kind of a very posh colonel style couple from England.
Right.
And it's their stories during
comparing
the war.
Notes.
Totally different stories.
Yeah,
and don't want to give any more away, but it's that visual, it's very well sold out, not completely sold out,
sure.
So please, if you're there, come and we're there from Wednesday through Saturday.
Where are you?
Visual. It's called Visual. Mm. Apparently you're not allowed to say the Visual.
Okay. Well,
apparently you've got to say
picky.
Visual Carlo.
People get picky. Don't go in there.
It's their pride and joy. It's absolutely fantastic.
In Carlo.
Theater. Yes,
in Carlo.
Carlo.
The thing about a piece like that is, that could travel, you know, in
absolutely,
these troubled times. I suspect there's lots of messages in it. I don't know. I've never seen it, but I suspect there would be messages that would come from it that perhaps...
I don't see why not. It's just, you know yourself, it's very expensive to mount shows.
Sure, I know.
And, especially new ones, you know, they tend to bring the old ones back.
Well, yeah, because you... God forgive me for saying it, bums on seats. It's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's how you fill it. For example... Look at you, Mrs. Woman, flying it, and I see the word, two words, Blood Brothers,
yes.
Still written down in front of me.
I know.
It never stops giving, and neither do you.
It is a gift that never stops
but
giving.
But isn't it astonishing?
It's bought me two houses, Marty.
Oh, for heaven's sake, look at you and your two houses. But listen, what year was it? When you left, when you were in primary school, when you joined with Willie Russell for this thing. What age were you? You were a tiny tot.
Oh, I can't remember that far back.
Yeah, but what year was it? Was it...
Here, when I first came here was 1985. So it's 40 years since... since we opened in the Olympia Theatre.
Yeah.
With Brian Murray.
Correct. I remember going to see this. Mm. My lady wife and myself, we went to see that. And it was fantastic. But it was West End. that was what we felt we were getting a West End show in front
good.
Of us that night.
Good, yeah, all yeah. I mean, it was empty for the first 2 weeks. And, you know, Gay Byrne, power of radio, power of Marty.
Well, not my power, and, but certainly the power of radio.
Yeah.
And people like Gay at the time. But the word spread that this
absolutely.
Was worth going
it
to
was,
see.
I learned very quickly, because it's the first time ever to come to Ireland, and I learned very quickly the power of word of mouth.
Yeah.
And they were literally queuing down that side street. I can't remember what it's called.
It's Dame Street, that whole area.
Well, Dame Street, you know, the one that goes down the side where you go up into the big balcony.
No, that's right. Pick the street, the name of which I don't know. Good for you. Thanks a million.
Sorry, folks.
Dame Street's the main one.
Exactly.
Yeah. Went around Dame Street and then went down another road and up a street. But the fact remains that it became a phenomenon. As indeed the Jew, dear heart, and it was such a success. Your name stamped on it, and with all due respect
it
to other people,
it was a joy for me.
Yeah, but it's also very hard to imagine other people doing it. Mr. Johnson, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
No, it's true.
What can
it's
I
true.
Say?
Well, it's true.
You know, this will be my 15th version, I think.
Wow.
And 42 years, because I did it for a year in England and Scotland,
yes.
Wales before...
You toured it, that's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah, for a year, and then it came over here. So, 42 years, but, you know, I'm still... Well, 60 is the new 40, isn't
well,
it?
Well, no, absolutely.
Marty?
You're absolutely
you know?
Right. By the way, just to let people know that it's at the Ball Gosh, 24th of February till 7th of March, that's when it's on. 24th of February, 7th of March. But, like, in the meantime... You're in the Wexford Opera House in the 6th of December.
Yes.
You're also doing the K Club.
Yes.
Ooh, spot.
Yes.
But talk to me about Wexford. What are you doing? Is this a show, all the hits and then some, as a friend of mine used to call it?
Yes.
Is that really
much.
What you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, well yeah. described. With David Hayes on the piano, six-piece band of
lovely.
Literally world-class musicians.
Yeah.
Kevin Rowe on guitar. Kenny, my husband, is the MD and on bass. And Podge.
You won't Gilbride. Argue with Kenny.
Nobody
no.
argues with Kenny, no.
He
no.
just stands there.
But, it, you know, I love them all. You know, Brendan Doyle. I you know, as soon as they start playing, I just get the hairs on the back of my neck. And I absolutely love doing this concert. And I have Mary Lowe, who you know very well.
Yes, of course.
Who is the best backup singer I have ever met, and we've known each other 35 years. So she's with me, she's doing a couple on her own, and Alison Vard Miller, who
oh,
you know,
yes,
she's
yes.
doing a couple.
Yeah.
And a guy called Mark Trundle, who is going to sing Anthem from Chess, because I did Chess for 2 years. So I do the duet from that, and he's going to come in as a special guest. And a bit from Joseph, he's doing a bit from Joseph. So it's a mixed bag and things that people might know me for, like, you know, Argentina, etc.
Of course, of course. But you see, it's the thing about musical theatre. It's almost, this is going to sound strange, it's almost timeless, isn't it? It's almost timeless because your mum might have sung, I know him so well, I know him so well, right? Mm. Your mum, not your mum, I mean a mum, will be singing that. And then a daughter or son hears it and it goes into the psyche. And then, as you get older, somebody else is putting it on and saying, oh, I know that, my mum used to sing that. And the song has a life. And and that music, and I think that's the thing about musicals, they have lives that go through the generations.
Exactly, go through the generations.
No question
yeah.
about it.
100%, you know, because, I mean, Wicked has been out now for so many years.
Yes.
People forget because the film made it so huge.
That's right.
So, you know, I do two songs from Wicked and I just say that means that I'm singing for kids from 8 to 80.
That's right. And I mean, that's the point, that it doesn't mm-hmm. matter because... All of us, as we go through life, have these memories. I'm going to play just a snatch of I Know Him So Well, because written by the lads, Tim Rice and Benny and Bjorn from ABBA.
Yes.
What a song!
They write great for women, don't
great
they?
Songs. But Tim Rice is a great lyric writer, isn't he? He's quite.
Oh, he's brilliant.
He was over here recently. I didn't get to see him, sadly.
I did, yeah.
Did
I went
you?
To see him, yeah.
Yeah.
And I also went to see him in the Wexford Opera House.
That's
because
right.
he had a piece called The Irish Affair down there that he invited us down to.
I thought you were going to say he had an Irish affair. No,
I did have an Irish affair, but I'm not talking to you about
that,
it.
You'll keep that to yourself, Rebecca Storm. Not on stage now, dirty. Talk.
Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally.
Sound about it, Rebecca. It does.
I know that was so well. A studio with just two guitarists.
It's like it's on stage. It's lovely. Well, maybe that was the plan, said you. Anyway, written by Benny Anderson and Bjorn Alves and the great Tim Rice. We were just talking about Tim Rice. You were saying, because you're in the Wexford Opera House on the 6th of December, and that's where he was doing his bit.
Yeah, the Irish Affair.
He invited us down.
It was very good.
Now, I never got to speak with him, but apparently a gorgeous man and some talent. And people forget, you know, Lion King and a whole bunch more with Elton John. Like, this guy is quite the talent.
Beauty and the Beast. Was Chess? Oh, yeah.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, it was a piece of genius, Chess.
That's right,
I mean, those lyrics are just a joy to sing.
Absolutely. Now, look, you're also doing the K Club. Is that different to Wexford, or is it the same sort of show?
I've never sung in the K Club before, so it's going to be...
Some people do, but it's mainly through drink. So this is different.
Don't call sober, I promise you, Marty.
You will, of course. But the K Club will be more of an intimate situation, obviously.
Yes, yeah. I think it's about 250 people.
Well, that's not that intimate now. That's a big crowd, in fairness. That's a large gathering.
Well, Wexford's scary, 1,000, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what I mean is... We can probably do a little bit more sort of, you know, chat and maybe have a chat with the audience and things.
Do you like that sort of idea, that thing where you can chat with the audience, where you can
kind of involve them
in the thing? I remember seeing you in the Helix, and you did that, and the Helix would have been, like, I mean, it's a theatre, but you do that, and I think people respond to that in a lovely way, because it's almost kind of clubby. Do you know? And it's lovely.
I wonder why. That's where I started.
Back in the day. But that clubby thing is lovely. And we don't have enough of it. Certainly in this country, it seems to me, we don't have enough of that. That idea of... And I don't want to just use the phrase cabaret club, but I think you know what I mean. I mean it in the nicest possible way. That idea where you go out for a night's entertainment and maybe it's just that it's traditional or something, I don't know. But it's just really enjoyable, where somebody relates to you from the stage. You have a thing going on.
I think so. And I don't like to go and see something where it's just the music, because you could put the CD on.
Yeah.
As I used to put CDs on. Indeed. I know you don't do it now because there's no CD players to be had.
We still have them here.
Oh, yes, we do. But no, yeah. I just like to... I share a few little secrets, you know?
Yeah.
I think it makes it a little bit more interesting.
We've all been to concerts where somebody doesn't speak to us, and you're going to go, oh, come on, tell me something, you know. There was a very famous Irish singer whose name I won't give, who came out one night, and I was watching her, and she came out and she says, there's no drying out. That's how she opened her concert. And I just thought, it was fantastic. Because we all just laughed, and away we went. But I love the idea of somebody sharing a story, or saying to you, I recorded a song about, and it matters to me because.
It'd be like
you doing an intimate show and not sharing stories along the way.
Yes.
It'd be difficult.
Why? I mean, you know, the songs from Chess that we're doing, I do a song called Nobody's on Nobody's Side, and when we first did Chess in 1990, we all sat around for the first day with Anthony Van Lass, the director, and he said, we're cutting the show, because it used to be 4 hours. And he said, it used to be 4 hours. Can you imagine? We have to cut. And Rebecca, I'm so sorry, but Nobody's on Nobody's Side has gone. And I said, oh, right. We're going to put someone else's story, which was in the Broadway version, but Nobody's Side has gone. And I said, okay, you know, it is a great song, but what can you say? I don't have any say in it.
Right.
Following day... there was an email from Bjorn and Benny, and they said, if you don't do Nobody's on Nobody's Side, you're not doing the show.
Fair play.
Yeah. And he didn't know where to put it, and so we had a little powwow.
Yeah.
And I'd just been seeing Me and My Girl, you know, where they do this recap at the end of the show and they all go around the... I said, why don't we just put it in the end?
Good for you.
And they literally put Nobody's Side, and that's what the show's about, really, nobody being on anybody's side, you know, everybody falling out.
But, like... they still own it, so they decide. You can produce all you like, but it's our baby.
So
don't mess with our baby is
the story. Absolutely, and you can't change a lyric if you do a song on the TV. Don't think about changing a lyric, you know.
Yeah, because that's, again, we
own
it. I
wouldn't be able to afford to pay what they would say.
Oh, jeepers, that'd be a Trumpian moment there for a second. We took our children to see Blood Brothers. We think, Paul says, 20 years ago. And we all agree it's a number one, and we've been to so many shows since, but it's still number one, just like you. Isn't that lovely?
Thank you.
Saw Rebecca the Lark in Balbriggan. That's a good theatre.
Oh, it's beautiful.
That's a good theatre. Not only is she a brilliant singer, also witty and chatty. There you go. During the performance, it's very entertaining, says Linda. That's what we're talking about, that idea where you share with the audience. And there's the reaction that people enjoy that.
Yeah, I think it makes it a more fun night, doesn't it? It's
exactly.
Not just all about singing.
You know, if there's any bother, you can send his nibs down to sort them out.
Well,
you
have absolutely, he'd be down there
exactly.
In a heartbeat.
Very important. I saw the amazing Rebecca Storm. There you go. That was from the front last year. Loved it. Going again this year. And it looks like Ollie took the fairies break a leg too seriously. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yes.
Well, anyway, he'll be back. So you've got the show in Wexford on the 6th of December. I don't know why you'd be worried about Wexford. You own the stage you've always owned the stage when you come out, so I can't imagine why you'd be worried about it.
You know, I've been like that for 50 years.
Have you?
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Singing all those years.
Yeah.
And
the nervousness just before you...
Always.
But do you not... And I take it disappears from once you're on the stage and you know they're with you.
Overall, it disappears, yeah. Because the audiences usually are very kind and smile at me and applaud and laugh at my jokes and things, and then you relax and then you go, it's all going to be okay.
Yeah. But I suppose we're all the same. But the point is they've come to see you. you're the person, your name is on the ticket. You're the reason they turned up.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? With respect to everybody
and
else.
And I'm very grateful for that, really.
Yeah, but,
I don't
but
take it for granted.
Yeah, but you've worked at your craft for a long time. You've always kind of...
I've loved singing all my life, you know,
yeah.
but more so now than ever, because I don't do 8 shows a week. Incessantly,
yes.
week
yes.
after week after week, which,
yeah.
which, you know, I was really grateful that those shows came, you know, literally fell in my lap at certain times.
Sure.
But, you know, it's a, you're on a merry-go-round, you know, and you can't catch your breath, and
yeah.
You're always worried about your voice, whereas now I, you know, I still have a balance in my life, and
sure.
So it means that this concert on the 6th in Wexford, I'm just looking forward to it so much.
Yes. Yeah, because
it's a night out for me, Martin.
Exactly, it's there. Yeah, it's here's the concert. Here's what it is.
Yes.
Because the idea of touring a show like you did before, that's difficult. That's hard work, and particularly if it's night after night after night, that stuff is very hard work and does play havoc with your voice and physical stuff.
Yes,
it's just you know
yeah.
bouncing around the place.
Yeah, and you worry because colds are all over the place, and if a singer gets a cold, you can't sing.
Yeah, well, that's the end of everything. Thank you for the comments coming through this morning. It's lovely that people are kind of giving a nod and a wink in your general direction.
Thank you.
Sort of the gaiety with Rebecca, says Annette Kelly, blown away. Especially Tell Me It's Not True. Never left me. Extraordinary talent. That's a heck of a song.
Mm-mm.
It's a killer of a song. And no matter when we hear it, again, I think of you, but whenever I hear it, it's Willie Russell's, I think that's the moment, isn't it?
Mm.
That's it, where he scales the heights, you know, because everybody has a song, everybody has a moment, I think that's that moment, and for you, does it still hit you when you or have you done it so often at this stage that it's...
No, I love singing it. I truly do. And
yeah.
And I love that moment in the show. And the older I've gotten, I don't want to sound egotistical, but I feel like I've gotten better at that moment.
Yeah.
I feel like I understand it more now. When I was in my 20s, you know, you kind of do the
But you
script.
Were so young playing the part, you see.
Yeah.
This is the thing.
Too young, then too old, you know. You can't win, can you?
Child bride.
No, I'm
child
not.
Child bride.
Exactly.
No, but that's what it is. Because the point is you own the song. With respect. That's
Thank you.
Well,
I'll
it is.
I'll just take that as I'll go home.
And
happy.
If you're sending me anything, make sure it's cash. We don't take don't do checks anymore. They're all gone.
No, you just need to send kisses to my girls in the letters.
Oh yes, you were telling me about letter from the front. This is letters from the front. What's this? That the word?
My dressing room girls. They all wanted to send their love to you. I was with them last night in the tech run, and they said. Tell Marty we love him. Tell Marty we love him.
Oh, I love it. Let me tape it. That's a jingle, I think you'll find. That is now a jingle for the program.
Have you got that down on tape?
Do we have to pay you money?
Tell Marty I need him.
Keep going. I'm not going to stop you.
I don't know any more words.
I don't want to stop you when you're
Feed me some words, Ian.
thank you. Listen, thrilled to have Rebecca in Wexford, the National Opera House, and Elizabeth Rose Brown, the lovely Elizabeth Rose Brown. She's wonderful. We know her so well over the years. Thank you for coming in, and
it's
I wish you nothing but the best.
Always a pleasure,
it's,
Martin.
Absolutely a joy. Just a reminder again, it's the 6th of December, the Wexford Opera House, then the 28th of December, the K Club, and Blood Brothers back at the Borgosh from the 24th of February until the 7th of March. I can't let you go without telling me it's not true, because that's the way it was. Rebecca, God bless you, lovey.
Thanks.
And a Merry Christmas, can I say that?
Merry Christmas to you and all your lovely listeners.
Thank you. And to the letters in the front, ladies.
Tell me it's not true. Say it's just a story. Something on the news. To play us.
Russell, the great Willie Russell. That's Tell Me It's Not True from Rebecca Storm. And we wish her nothing but the very best. She's a lovely guest. Joe Connell was on to say she's a treasure, and he's right. 6th of December, Wexford Opera House, and Sunday, 28th of December, at the K Club. And then into the new year on the 24th of February, beginning Blood Brothers back at the Board Gush. Now, what time is it, Joel Murphy? It's 9:24.